A symbol, an icon, a dynamic history created for the millions of people around the world to watch unfold on national television. So what do? They give us excuses. They give us no positive reinforcement. And they lie to us. The party of favor has also been the party of slavery. Yes, I'm talking about the one party that will not admit nor accept responsibility for its wrongdoings in American history. Civil liberty is no longer so civilized as we think, but unbearable as we go along. I've been considering who's to blame for the racism in America, and it's not really one person, it's a president party. It's the idea that we cover our lives in fake or literally untrue news, and so we don't want to hear the truth, but we'll go out and riot, loot, and shame everybody else. So when you talk about America, you're falling to the category of misunderstood people. Oh wait, that can't be, because that wouldn't happen. But what if I said it was the Democrats' fault for all the racism in America? What if I told you the story of a Democratic Party who tried to defraud America and continues to do so under the pretense of serving the people? That would be a shocker, wouldn't it? Stay tuned. I may not be the most understanding person, but I realize that racism is not a singular thing. See, the Democrats have lied to many of us, and they continue to carry on that little lie. I mean, I live in a state filled with lying, luscious, unprepretenders of Democrats who don't care about the people. Some of them have lived in Russia, some of them have gone to school in Russia, so what they're doing is they're selling out America. But we're not done just yet. See, the fakers, the pretenders, the misinformed information that we get across America is nothing new. But the tragedy to this whole thing is that for every one American who does not listen, there's another American ready to hurt somebody else. And the idea of it is disgusting, is pitiful, and it lays at the doorstep of the people who don't listen to us. We can sit around and talk and blame and criticize one party, the Republicans, but I've seen more unity, more acceptance in the Republican Party than I have in any Democrat-led party. Oh yeah, if you have lots of money, you're welcome in the party. If you don't have the money, you're not welcome. But they're feeding that persona. They're lying to you, to me, to everyone out there who pays fair and balanced taxes to support their jobs, and they take pay raises every year. So, how is that supposed to work? Did you know that the African American population, by definition, is paid less in a government position? At least that's what I read on the internet. An African American serving and under the Democratic Party is paid 3 cents less than the regular American citizen. Now, isn't that a stark discovery to figure out that the Democrats pay certain people less because of who they are? But then, of course, what's happening in all these cities is happening in all democratically led cities. Stay tuned. See, their impeachment fraud went wrong when they started telling people, oh, he did this and he did that, and then all this new evidence came out that he did nothing, and it was all Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi's son, all these Democrats who've been named in this scandalous little thing that's been going on with Ukraine. And the only answer I have is, how did Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's son get those jobs? I know, they got them because their parents are big names in the United States government. So, any way you build something like this, a house of cards, any way you build it, it will come back down on you. See, the whole thing here is they want to cover up what they did wrong, and they want to put it on Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's son and Donald Trump's daughter and all of his family has nothing to do with the Ukraine. And I would love to see them put out there that he had anything to do with the Ukraine. It was a phone call. If you cannot have a phone call with a fellow president of a country, then you've got a big problem. And that's what the Democrats have, is a big issue here, because they're pushing a farce on the American people. A lie, comprehended by another lie, and impounded by another lie by Joe Biden and himself. And all these Democrats who sit in the water in the weeds and don't see what they're doing is going to be political suicide. A disgusting fact, actually, was presented to me. It was that the Democrats seem to blame Trump for the success that he has, but yet take no responsibility for the success that they have not had. Let's see, we dealt with 8 years of Obama, almost 20% across the board unemployment rate. Never stood up for the African-American people. Always tried to lie his way out of something. Signed for false information against Donald Trump when he ran for the 2016 election. Allowed the FBI to be corrupted so far and so badly that top officials are now being looked at. And Hillary Clinton got away with an email scandal. Got away with Benghazi, has not been held accountable for anything she's done, but yet, it's not the Democrats who are racist, according to the media. But I would tell you it is. See, certain members of the media have, and always shall have, their panties in a wad, because the American people are not buying what they are selling. Their lies are transparent. Their ignorance is total sobriety on them. They have failed, and now they need to face the consequences. It is their fault. Stay tuned as I continue the search for the truth of why the Democrats blame the Republicans, and more tomorrow.